we're up to Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kori Dog V'lo Yolad. A dog are, they translate here in the Yashlo as a partridge.
I'm sorry, what
Pasuk? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kori Dog V'lo Yolad. A dog are, it says here, is a partridge. A partridge, ever watched the Partridge Family? Okay, so...
After
your time. Okay.
All the shows that you mentioned are off of it. You haven't watched television.
Talk about how much
they're probably somewhere.
Here's the Yankusa. Why I saw I want. Okay, let's go. Kore dog of Loyola. So here we're dealing over here with a dog. A dog is a it's a bird. It's a bird which according to Chazal, the nature of the bird is it attracts children. Basically, it kidnaps children that are not its own, and it raises them. It raises these chicks as its own because I guess it wants company. It wants to have wants to have children. And then when the children get older, they realize, wait a minute, this is not our mother, this is not our father. Who is this creature that's been raising us? It looks completely different than us. We have different feathers, we have a different surah. And then when they come to their realization that they've been fooled, they abandon the mother dogar. Likewise, the pasuk goes on to say that a person who takes money that does not belong to him, if he steals and if he robs and he does things that then he earns and he collects money, ultimately the day is going to come when that money will abandon him. The money, as if to say, has life, and the money when it matures says, "Wait a minute, we don't belong to you. You didn't earn us legally. How did we come into your possession? We were kidnapped. The money was stolen. The money was extorted." And then the money on its own will pick itself up and walk away and go back to its rightful owner. It's a very interesting mashal Yirmiyah gives to describe money. It's if money has a life of its own. Where do you have such a mashal in Tanakh describing money, giving human characteristics to money where it has enough sechel to realize we don't belong to you, and therefore we're out of here. We're going to where we came from. So likewise, Kari Dogar, Velo Yolot. A dogger calls out to little chicks and says, come to me, be my children. But v'lo yolod, but the truth is these little chicks that it attracts are not its children. Oysa oysher, likewise, this is the marshal of a person that is oysa oysher, who collects wealth, v'lo yivim mishpat, but the wealth he takes is illegal. What's going to happen? Bachatzi yamav ya'azvenu, halfway through his life the money will abandon him. Uvachviso ye naval, and the end of days he will be a scoundrel. He will be a naval. No one will have any respect for him. Let's see over here what the Mitzudo says Pasuk Alf with a bit more accuracy. A bird which calls out, kidnaps. It's a kidnapper. Mamshech acharav efrechim b'tzivsuf kakol. Would you like some candy? Come. It gives, it chirps and it attracts little birds to come under its wings. V'hu lo yilodom. But the mother, this creature, did not give birth to these little chicks. Shehu davar she'in miskayim. You can fool these little chicks for a period of time, but not forever. It's not going to last. Why not? When the little chicks become adults, they will realize shehu lo yilodom, that this mother did not give birth to them. The yaazvu oisoi, and they will abandon her. Oisoi means the dogar. We're calling him b'loshon zocha. Kainu is likewise. This is a mashal for a person that collects money illegally. Kainu amakabitz oishav lo mishpat, a person who collects wealth, but it's within illegally. Kiim be'armas halev, but with deceit. Ki ha'oishav hazel lo yiskayim biyado, this wealth will not last in for a long time. Uvichatzi yamav yazoif ha'oishav hahu, uvisof yigulel la'anoshim. And at the end, he will go. This person will go into exile among his own kind. In other words, he'll be in a prison. He'll be in a prison. They'll lock him up with all the types of people that are just like him. He'll go into exile. He'll be viewed. He'll have a reputation. He'll be banned as a disgusting person. Let us see Rashi pasuk Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph Yitayich is when Yirah Mechol's help will hear a lot in these funny words. The Koyre Dogar. What's a cuckoo?
Cuckoo loose. Loose in French means to call. That's the kore. So Rashi says it means a bird
A cuckoo bird.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. The call is cuckoo. So what bird does cuckoo?
A cuckoo.
A cuckoo bird. A cuckoo bird, not a partridge.
See, the feature of the cuckoo bird is it lands on other birds' nests.
Right. Ah.
It kidnaps. Catches the
poaches.
Other bird.
Okay, it's exactly
what
it says.
That's what he's explaining.
It's exactly what the pasta thing is. Someone else's eggs and steals and kidnaps their children.
Eggs. No, he's not trying. He says it's like for the nothing. He's wasting his time.
Because the children are not going to...
It's not his eggs and it's not his kids, like you said before in general. It's not going to be his.
It's not going to be his, so what are you wasting your time?
So they're not going to have any allegiance to him. They'll fly away.
V'lo yolod hakorei hazeh moishach achrav efrechim shlo yolod. This korei bird, it draws after him efrechim, chicks shlo yolod, which he did not give birth to. Dogar tzivsuf shemitzav sefer oif. Dogar is a tzivsuf, sounds like this, the name of the call, a chirping. Shemitzav tzeif ha'oif b'koiloi, with its voice. Limshech efrechim acharav, to draw chicks towards itself. The elu shakore dogar lo yelchu acharav, and these shakore dogar lo yelchu acharav mishayigdalu she'enam minoy. I think this means that when they become an adult, when these little chicks develop and they mature, they recognize that this the mother is not their mother. The adult one is the one that brought them under her wings is not their mother, and they abandon her. Kach, I said, this is a mashal for a person who collects money. A person who collects wealth. The loy v'mishpat. The day will come when the money will abandon the owner, the one who possesses the money, and the money will go, and he will be viewed, he will be banned, he will be blacklisted as being Yehiyeh Naval, Miskirei Rashi Ayah, the Targum, he will be called a wicked person. Let's see the Radak, Pasik Yud Aleph, Peri Dogar, Lefish Amar Loseis Leishkid Rachav. This goes back to the previous Pasik, that Hashem will punish a person according to his evil ways. Omar, he says, Al Tisma Al Harash, Shumatzdich Benechasim, do not wonder with regard to the wicked person, Shumatzdich Benechasim, over his success. Why isn't it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him be successful? The Rasha who earned wealth illegally, his money will not last, and it will leave him halfway through his life. And we are comparing this in this pasuk to la koire, to a bird called a koire. What is this bird? The huoyf shakarin balas. Here we have another word. You know what this word over here is? Friends. Friends. And I'm reading in the Radak.
The Radak.
The Radak.
Well, then he's talking about the partridge.
That's for the partridge? Parniz is the partridge?
That's what it says here.
Okay.
Where else would you have gotten it?
I don't know. I know where they get this from. Partridge. Okay. So this is what they call the partridge. It warms. It lays upon eggs from another min, and it warms them. And when they hatch, and the Ephraim leave lo you kumay banam shielcho acharav, they're not going to follow after the mother. Ella yazvu v'lo yakiru ella acharei mishuhu shehilohem, because they recognize, they have enough intelligence to recognize that this creature that has laid upon them is not their mother. Im kain gam harasha, this is the marshal for the rasha she'asa oishar v'lo yimishpat, who has collected wealth illegally, b'chatzi imav yazvenu, the money will abandon him halfway through his life. A midlife crisis, in the full sense of the term. Or he will die, or he will die and he will leave over his wealth to someone else. He will not complete his days with the wealth that he has accumulated. He will die prematurely. He will be a pachos, a person that is in a low level at the end. That this person can kira'a. This person will be like a kira'a, like this creature. Di mechanesh, who collects bein eggs, the law delay, that are not its own. The goymer kibamod, like we have mentioned before. Yomov kosub lo yud. Now we're going into some grammar. There's a kri v'chsiv here. Rabbi Mayevsky just told me the Barbanel counted and said for year 81 kri v'chsiv. An amazing number of kinsir. Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned
at least double any place else.
Unbelievable. Here, double any other sefer. This is for the record.
Every kri v'chsiv and every tanah, every sefer tanah,
the amount of kri v'chsiv. 81. Yomov kosub lo yud. Below Yud Verabim, there's no Yud here in the word Yamav, Bechatzi Yamav, the Kari Yamav, but you don't remember, we do read it as if there was a Yud. Uchemohu Yechatu Mirivav, Olav, Vashemai, Mirayim. Okay, he has many different examples, but we do exactly the same thing where we add Yud to the word. Okay, let's go now go to the next Pasek. Pasek Yud Beis. Kisei Chaboid Moroim Merishoin Mikoy Mikdashain. This Pasek here somehow is in the middle of nowhere. What does this pasuk have to do with everything that we've learned until now? So let's see the Mitzudos. Your throne of honor. Let's read the translation. Your throne. Your kisei chavoyit, Hashem's kisei chavoyit, moroim, is exalted merishoin. Now merishoin over here means it's the most exalted. Merishoin even more than what is first. This is an expression. Because normally when you want to refer to something that is choshuv, you say he is the first, right? The most distinguished member of the community, he goes first. So when you want to say there's something that's even more choshuv than the most distinguished member of society, you'll say that he's more distinguished even than Mary Shine, than the first. He's pre the first. He is zero. There is number one, but who's more chashav than number one? The one that goes before number one. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. His kisei chavoyit, his throne of honor, is moroim, is more exalted, merishoyim, even more exalted than the most distinguished, the first thing that exists in this world. It's an expression. Hashem came before the world existed. Mekoyim Mikdashenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the Mekoyim of our Beis HaMikdash. What a beautiful thing to learn on the day after Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekoyim Mikdashenu, that the Beis HaMikdash is beyond Rishayim. It's His Mekoyim. Like we say, this is maybe what we say in to Menachem and Avil, HaMekoyim Yinachev Eschem, we say it in HaMekoyim. Why do we say HaMekoyim? Well, in this pasuk, it's interesting. In this pasuk, we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as Kisei Chavoyit, Moroi Me Rishoyin Mikoy Mikdashenu. Alright, let's see. Let's see maybe a little more. Kisei Chavoyit number two goes David. Let's see how he translates all these things in the Mitzvot David. Kisei Chavoyit, Kimoy Kisei Chavoyit, Hu Shmei Moroim. The Kisei Chavoyit is the Shmei Moroim, is a reference to the heavens. Hashem's Kisei HaKavoyit is in the heavens. Kemoisha Kosuv Hashemayim Kisit Fereshpas, heaven is my throne. May we shine Hahuchon Lucha Mikedem. Hashem's throne has been established before the existence of this world. This world is called the beginning. Bereshis Boro Elokim Es Hashemayim V'Es Aretz. So the sun that came before the Reishis. And what came before the Reishis? The Kisei HaKavod, it's called Mei Rishon before this. Kmo Shekasov Nachon Kisach Mios, your throne has been established Meos from before. Mikoy Mikdashenu, Ritzon Eloi, Mar Kein Hu Mikoy Mikdashenu, Ki Kmo Shashchina Hi B'Shamayim, Kein Hi B'Beis HaMikdash. This pasuk is telling us that the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokoyim, is the location where Hashem brings His Shekhinah to this world. It is a portal to this thing in Shemayim called the Kisei Kavoyit, which is Maroim Merishoyim. There is a place in this world which is an opening to that abode, and that's the Mikoy Mikdashenu. Exactly, that's how we started. That's exactly how I said that before this podcast. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about. All of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, he just throws this sense. I do not know. I don't recall seeing anything here in the article. Maybe our doc will say something I didn't see. Let's see. Okay, this pasuk is throwing, you know, you have to tell the person about the dogar, the person that's not loyal. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi is explaining. Rashi does is here to answer this question. All those who abandon you will be embarrassed. Put the shame mask. So therefore, we begin to describe the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam Atosh. You, Shekisei Kavod Maroi Meirishus Brias Olam. We're praising Hashem. I guess it's going back to the previous thing. It's going back to the previous pasuk of Baruch HaGever. Since the person who has faith in HaKadosh Baruch will not be put to shame, that's what Rashi says. Read the words one more time. Lefi shebaloimar kol oizvecha yevoishu. All those who abandon you will be put to shame. Maschil bikilusoi, we begin to describe the praise shel mokoim umedaber lefanav. At you Hashem, shekise chavoid, your throne of honor umaroi meresius priyas oilam umuchuvan. You are more exalted than the beginning of creation, as we said, bereshis bara elokim umuchuvan, and your throne is positioned precisely kineged mikdashenu, the base hamikdash. I just want to point out one thing that we all know. We mentioned this before a few times. Is that there's a difference between the kisei hakavod and the merkava. Okay, there are two different ways we describe Hakadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling in Shemayim. On this world, there is a Beis Hamikdash, but in heaven, Hashem is either yoshev al kisei hakavod, or Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the merkava, is in the chariot. What's the difference between the chariot and the Kisei HaKavod? Well, Havdil Elif Alfei Avdolos, the president sits in the White House. That's the president of the United States, Kisei HaKavod. And when he's traveling, he's on Air Force One. So likewise, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a mode of traveling, Kaviyachol, then we refer to Hashem in the Merkava. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev at home, he's considered to be on the Kisei HaKavod. When would we ever say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is traveling? Where is he going? He's going away from us. When there is galus, when Klal Yisrael sin, what?
You have Hashem that's moving around. We have a concept that things everywhere. What does he need a kisei for?
These are things off, way over.
What the Mefarshim say, the introduction to Yecheskel.
Right, exactly.
Is that, you know,
when the Shekhinah departs in the time of Golus,
the Kisei HaKavod didn't have, there was no Ofanim by Yeshaya because they were in Eretz Yisrael. In the time of Yecheskel, the Nebuah, I mean, the dream that he had. The
Nebuah
that he had
the Ofanim,
had
the Ofanim
B'chayos HaKodesh.
Their wheels, Hashem is on the move.
Bnei Israel were roaming around the world already, so it's Rochev Shemayim V'Ezracha. He was following them, so to speak, riding the heavens to follow them all around to make sure they remained existent.
When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we have sinned, and we cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shekhinah to depart from this world, so it is expressed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is traveling away from us. Hashem is on the Merkava. B'zman sheYisrael oisim ritzono shel makom, and the Shekhinah is resting securely in the Beis HaMikdash, then when we relate to Hashem, it is through the image that Hashem is Yoshev al HaKisei. Because Hashem is resting, he is satisfied. His Shekhinah is kineged in the Beis HaMikdash. But when we do Averos and we cause a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah to depart, Hashem travels. He travels away from us. So then Hashem is described as being in the Merkava. As Rabbi Mayevsky said in Sefer Yecheskel and in Yirmiyah as well, this pasuk is describing Kadosh Baruch Hu on the Kisei HaKavod, but when Yecheskel is describing the time of Golus, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is departing from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we have the Mare of the Merkava of distance. But when things are good, then it's described as the Kisei. So it's very kedai to keep in mind this symbolism. The Kisei HaKavod versus the Merkava. The chair versus the chariot. Okay, let's see the Radak. The Radak Pasek, Yud Beis, Kisei HaKavod, Perush, HaGoyin, Rabbi Sadia. Have Sadia going. Dovak im soif haposek shalom al menu. He's coming also to address the question, what's this pasek have to do with anything? And Michal, your question. It's part of the previous pasuk. That's the answer of the Radak, not like Rashi. Rashi's not, I don't think Rashi's a little clear. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Rashi requires much more bayer to understand the depth of what he means. That because we're going to focus on a person that abandons Hashem, he's going to be embarrassed. So now we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I ask you, just because the person is going to be embarrassed, suddenly we're going to talk about Hashem. You can say the same thing almost any pasuk in the entire Sefer of Yirmiyah. What exactly does that mean? I don't know. So the Radak seemingly was not satisfied with what Rashi is saying. Radak is giving another interpretation. He's saying, we're going back to the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk says, so at the end of his days he will be novel. From who will he be novel? Who will he be banned from? Who he will not be granted an audience with the Kisei HaKavod. We always say by funerals that the person should now go and find Menucha and sit by the Kisei HaKavod. I have no idea what that means. It sounds very nice.
What does that mean?
I have no clue. And go and Chveis, go and be Mesalif, Nekisei HaKavod. What in the world are you talking about? What does that mean? All right, so we have a Mesorah, Maminim, B'nei Maminim. It sounds good. There must be something to it. But over here, he's saying something along those lines. He's saying he'll be novel, he'll be banned from being in the presence of the Kisei HaKavod. That's the Radak learns the continuation. Soif Pasik Shalomala Menukilu Omar Ye Novel Mikisei HaKavod Kolema Mushloch, cast out. The Yoyana Samtir game, Puranuso Tisaved Minei. The Goymer, he'll be punished. The same idea. He seems to say that Rav Sadia Gaon is consistent with the Targum Yonis Ben Uzziel, that he will suffer the punishment of being banned from the Kisei HaKavod. Alright, let's leave that. But I was saying the Parashu, Al Beis HaMikdash, Amu Shuv, Dvarim, Nivru, Koydim, Shnivru, Ha'olam. Okay, now he's quoting the Medrash. There were seven things that were created before the world. The Yachad Nehem, Mekoyim, Beis HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, Shenemar. This is the Pasek. This is the Makar. That were for one of the seven items that was created before the world, Kisei Kavod Maroim Merishayim. It is more exalted than the items that were created in the beginning of creation. Bereshis Bara Elokim Mekoyim. What is that? Mekoyim Mikdashenu. The Mekoyim Mikdashenu Merishayim. It came before the Rishayim. Merishayim. Ad Shalai Nivra Ha'olam, before the world was created. Okay, that's one idea. The Oidamu Shabbos HaMikdash Mechuvan Kneged Kisei HaKavod. Another thing that we learn from this pasuk is the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is Mechuvan Kneged the Beis HaKisei HaKavod Shalmaila. What does that mean? I don't know. It's a very mystical thing, obviously. Shenemar Kisei HaKavod Maroi Merishayin. Mikoyim Mikdashenu. When you go to the Kaisel, you're standing Mechuvan Kneged the Kisei HaKavod. V'zeh HaDerech This is the path that the commentators have tread upon. This concept, whatever this means, the Amru B'Sefer Yetzira, the Hechel Kodesh, and it says Mechuvan means Be'emsa. Okay, so whatever that means, in the middle. It's in the middle. The Kisei HaKavod is very big.
Right,
so it's very large. So we're in the middle. Now you're satisfied? It's in the middle. So if you're in Tel Aviv, you're not in the middle. You're you know, along the edge.
The middle of infinity.
Whatever this means.
Well, when it gets into an Ein Darshan, when it gets into explaining some distance, how far up the Shemayim, when it mentions that there are seven levels and then it says there's really eight, but we don't talk about it, each level is, it says, 500 years travel. So the Kisei HaKavod is the stretch of the Kisei HaKavod is a five from God's Loretz Adom Ragloi, from his feet to the top of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a travel of 500 years.
At what speed?
So would some of the
speed.
Want to talk about what's a light year? In other words, maybe it means light years in terms of what you're talking about. That's how fast the heavens are. It's a very novel thought in those times.
So much of a conflict.
Right, that's the thing. It is supposed to say you can see her also. It gets into this.
Vani Arachti Bezoyin the Perish Tilla Babismar Shu Hamaloy Sukhar Hashem David. Okay, the Radak says if you want to see more about these mystical in Yonim, check out my commentary to Tehillim. The Inyan Hu Toiv. Ela she'en inyan. Now inyan is good. What is ela she'en inyan? Dovak im a pasek shel lefanav v'shel acharav. Then he says something which he seems to contradict himself. Well, this pasuk has a good. This is a very good pasuk. Don't make any mistake about it. When we talk about the kisei kavod moroi merishain, it's more exalted in the beginning. The koy mikdashenu, it has nothing to do with the psukim that we read before and the psukim that we're going to read after. All those psukim are evil. They're not good. They're describing punishment. They're describing korban. And this pasuk is a positive pasuk. And he's not giving an explanation of why this pasuk comes in the middle, at least in his opinion. He quoted Rav Sadia Goin that it's the person is going to be banned from the kisei kavod, but he seems to go off on his own and just say no, not necessarily. This pasuk is an independent statement, and some reason it's just inserted right here, smack in the middle, and we don't really have a clear understanding why. The achacham Rabbi Shmuel ben Tavoin hidbiku le'inyan hapasuk. This new person we don't even come across so far. What? You know who he is? You know him? You've met him? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Tavon. Tavun? I don't know how to pronounce. What?
Bar is Ibn.
I kid you.
Bar.
Bar? Who? Who is it?
Ibn.
Those were Shmuel Ben Tavon. Ibn, what do you see, Ibn?
He's saying there's a well-known Ibn Tibbon.
Ibn Tibbon?
Yeah, we had a translator of the
Ibn Tibbon. I never heard of that. Ibn Tibbon. So is that hey we Ibn? That's we Ibn Tibbon. Ben Tibbon. That this is Ibn Tibbon. I never saw. Never heard. Where do you see Ibn Tibbon? Where do you come across Ibn Tibbon?
Spanish studying Jewish history.
So who was he? He was a Rishon. A comment. So he's a translator.
Did he do the Rambam? He translated the Rambam.
He did the
Chovas Halavavas. Is much later. No. Ibn Tibbon. He was the same time as the Radak. Okay.
Go to Google.
Ela ve'achacham Rabbi Shmuel ben Tibbon hidbiku l'inyan pasuk she'amar ani Hashem chayker lebechin kloyes v'goymer. He's connecting this back. What we learned before, Uperish, Ki Se Chavod B'Chisaron Chaf HaDimyoin. He's saying without the Chaf HaDim, Ki Ilu Amar, it's Ki Se Chavod. The pasuk here is truly missing a letter. If we add one invisible letter to the pasuk, then the pasuk will take on an entirely new meaning. Ki Se Chavod Mara Merishon. And what do we know over here? Uchumor Rabim, what does he mean? Uperish inyan kain in kain. Bo anavi lodia, Shashem yisparach, Sheichin b'migdash, Kemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he dwells. Hashem, he dwells in the Beis HaMigdash. Kemo sheyoshev b'kisei HaKavod, Moroim, Shehu HaShamayim Holyoinim, in the highest heavens, Shenikru Shedkoru Yishai HaNavi, Gam kain kisei, or Yishai also called them kisei Rom, Vinisa, Yishai also called them Moroim in his own language. Kain Koru Yirmiya Moroim, Vyamashahu Merishon. What does it mean, Merishon? It means Kaloma Mikedem. It's before the beginning. Kimoisha Kosov Nachon Kisacha Meyoz, your throne has been established Meyoz from then. Omar, Kimoisha Hashamayim Shehem Kisei Hashem, just like the heaven is the Kisei Hashem. Vehem Kisei Chvoidoi. Meidim al mitziusoi di al kvoidoi, and the kisei kvoidoi testifies on the existence of the ribono shel olam. So to kain, so to that's the chaf had dimyoin kikisei. So to kain mikoy mikdashen meidu moira al etzem mitziusoi she hashishchin oyroi kvoidoi boy. So to the Beis Hamikdash is a testament to the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, eating over your Chaf HaDimyon, if we read the pasuk really backwards, just that the Mekoyim, read the pasuk with the expression backwards, Mekoyim Mikdashenu, the place of the Beis HaMikdash is a testament to the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kisei Chavoid Maroi Meirishayim. Like the Kisei HaKavoid is a testament to the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just like in Shemayim, all the Malachim, all of the Neshamos, they know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam because there is the Kisei HaKavoid. That is a reality in the Olamos HaElyonos. So to this world, there's also a testament that is a reality which is a testament to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Lo Yachshev HaChoshev SheYos Hashem Yisberach Al Kisei Ram VeNisa V'Hu HaShemayim. Don't make a mistake. I think this is because the Baruch Hu is in Shemayim. He does not know what the affairs, the daily activities, was taking place in this world. Yimnoehu miladas, that restrains him. Hashem can't be in all places at all times. It holds him back. Miladas es Hashem ba'aretzu milahashkiach b'shvalim, and paying attention to what's doing here in the lowly creation in this world. Umaanesh haroim al risham, and it's going to prevent Hashem from punishing men, and now he's coming to make sense of the connection for these psuk. Now I see what he's doing over here. Ki mekoy mikdashenu hu edus v'raya shuroya b'shvalim. The fact that we have a base hamikdash is a testament that the Kadosh Baruch Hu exists in this world. The choyker liboisam v'chilyoisam, and Hashem investigates a person's heart and his kidneys. Ki hu shechin b'mikdashenu, because he lives in the mikdashenu v'shechinu his abode. V'shiftoi b'shamayim v'shamayim. Can see it's apparent his light and his honor. Now here he winds down to the punchline. The achar shehu shoychein boiv unimsa b'soycheinu min ahechruch. We have no choice. It is a given lahamin shahashem roya oisanu. Hashem sees our deeds. Ufoikeid es maaseinu. And he will remember our deeds, uvoichenes levavenu, v'chil yoseinu, l'toy v'lora, for good and for evil. V'zehu shohoisif yomar, and that's leading into the next pasuk, mikveh Yisrael, v'goymer v'inyin v'suroi baritz yikoresu, those who turn away from me in the land will be cut off. That's the next pasuk, we'll see in one moment. Kiloymar, hasurim asher bi'amo, the people, the evildoers, the sinners, who turn away from Hashem in his nation, Shem Sarim Le Hashem Yisparach Lume Avdusoi, Yichtavu Ba'aretz, will be written Ba'aretz in the earth, Lashuv Ofer Kibehemos, will be punished. There will be Din V'cheshvain. Lo Yeh Bohem Chilik Nishar Shichtav V'Shamayim Ibn Aliyah, they will not merit coming into Hashem's abode in Shemayim. V'zeh b'bnei she'ozu, they have abandoned Mikor Mayim Chayim Shu Hashem Yisperach Kodesh Baruch Hu Alki Nifo Lo Yichyu, they will not live. Ach Yamusu, they will die. Kibehemos V'zeh Perish Hu Nochen Le'einyin HaParsha. The Radak says, I have cracked the code. I now understand what this pasuk is doing here in the middle of nowhere. And let's review what he's saying. He's saying over here is, the first yesod to understand the context of what this pasuk is doing is to be aware that there is a missing letter. And the missing letter is ki kisei chavod. Before the word kisei chavod, add another chaf, the chaf hadimyon. And then the next step is to translate the pasuk backwards. That the Mikoy Mikdashenu, the Beis HaMikdash, is equivalent to the Kisei Kavod. Just like the Kisei Kavod is a reality in the Olam HaSu'Elyonos, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, he is there, he is present, he is aware, so too in this world, there is the Mikoy Mikdashenu, which is a testament that Hashem is fully aware of every single thing that is happening, good and bad. And what then is the consequence? The consequence is there will be a day of reckoning. There will be punishment, there will be din v'cheshbon. And that's why it fits very well into the theme of all of these psukim, especially the pasuk before, koire dogar v'lo yolod, oisei oisher v'lo yivim mishpat, a person accumulates wealth v'lo yivim mishpat, b'chatzi yom av yazvenu, v'achviso yihen novel. He will suffer the consequences. Why? Because there's a ribbono shel olam in this world that's watching. That's watching, and he's seeing what you're doing, and he's going to hold the person accountable. And therefore, as the next sukkim go and say, you want to go and misbehave, you're going to be wiped out, you're going to be finished. So indeed, it does have a flavor of what the pasuk is doing here. Now let's, yeah.
All right. You want to hear a little bit about Ibn Tibbon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ibn Tibbon, lived from approximately 1150 to 1230 in Provence. He is best known for his translation of Sfarim from Arabic to Hebrew, the best known being Mora Nebuka.
He was from a family, the whole family was adapted to.
Yeah, he was a doctor also, and a philosopher.
So he lived in the same time as the Radak, or did the Radak live?
He lived in the same time as the Rambam. He actually communicated with the Rambam.
With the Rambam. And when did the Radak live? Do you have there Rabbeinu Google? When did the Radak live?
Let's look it up.
All the years of the Radak. Of David Kimchi. What?
Rabbeinu
Google, he's the Pesach Adar. He's the Pesach Achron. Okay, let's go for the next pasuk. The next pasuk is Mikveh Yisrael. Okay, so now that we have expressed this idea.
In 1235 also.
Chudradak?
So it's almost identical.
They coincide. And where did the Radak live?
In Narbonne, in France.
Narbonne, it was Provence.
He was born in Provence.
The Radak?
Yes.
So they learned together in the yeshiva.
Mm-hmm. Provence, where's Provence? That's up north, that's near Spain. Where's Provence?
It's south.
How far is Provence from France?
Provence is in France.
They all went to Spain.
That was where the Bali Tosfos came from.
In Spain,
and the first mystics. And the philosophers.
It's like what was Spanish border, right?
Yeah. Well,
the lower portion of it's the lower portion of Spain, right?
Spanish border.
All right.
That was the main center of learning. Even later on, 100, 200 years later, they used to still send their children to yeshiva. The ones who had great promise.
The Bali Tosfos from France.
The yeshiva in France.
They were the lamdanim. They were the deep thinkers.
The Abar Benel went to yeshiva in France.
Ashkenaz in Germany, they were the Bali Halacha.
Yeah, but they were against the Rambam.
Right, that was another story. They went against the Rambam.
They were against
Maram, but the exception was the Maram, Meramber. He was the exception. Maram Meramber, they write about him, and he was the perfect blend between the Bali Tosfos from France and the Bali Tosfos from Ashkenaz, from Germany. In Germany, they focus on halacha. La suke shmeitza liba de halacha. There was a clarity in halacha. France, they were more philosophical. They had amkos, lomdus, but they were not the Bali Halacha. The Maram Meramber, he synthesized the depth of the French Bali Tosfos with the halachic analysis of the German Bali Tosfos. Plus, he was one of the biggest Bali Midos. You know how he referred to the Rambam? The Maram Meramber? The Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim. You know when I first heard that? What?
Did he write the Kinnah?
Meramber wrote the Kinnah of Shali Srufa Be'esh on the Srefa Sarambam. And that was attributed to also to the burning of the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. The Meramber had the greatest respect for the Rambam. He wrote the most beautiful Derech Eretz for the Rambam, called the Urim V'Tumim. The first time I heard that expression was a guy, he's a Hasidish guy. I asked him a question, so he said to me, for that question, I asked him a very big question that required a lot of, very, very deep question. And he said, for that, we have to ask the Urim V'Tumim. This is not about food or about anything. This is about, something very, very important about human psychology. And he said to me, for that, we have to ask the Urim V'Tumim. Who are you taking me to? Chaim Kinievsky, you taking me to Avsteinman? Who? So I said, we have to ask my wife. And this is like a real Haredi guy. You have to ask the Urim V'Tumim. My wife, she'll know the answer to this question. What?
There's a minute of throwing thorns. Huh?
Yes, yes. You brought their thorns.
He's brought.
How come you didn't throw it on me?
In his kinnah, he has one stanza that says, throwing thistles.
Who has? In whose kinnah?
The Meramber.
No, he doesn't.
I'll show it.
You show me. He doesn't have. I studied that kinnah very, very, very well.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go.
So,
Let's go to that mikveh pasuk.
Provence is in the south. It was the Riviera and borders on Italy.
We need a map. We need a map over here and a screen. All right. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The Mikveh Yisrael is Hashem. The hope. Mikveh always means the hope of Yisrael, that this pasuk also has to be Hashem. And therefore, again, as what he just said before is Mimela, Kol Zvecha Yevosh, all those who abandon Hashem will be put to shame. Visurai Ba'aretz Yikosevu, and those who turn away from me. And those who turn away from will be, wait, so what does it mean will be written? Will be inscribed, yikosevu will be their verdict, they will be written, they will be inscribed to die, to be buried in the earth, and not, their neshamas will not, what? And they will not ascend to Shemayim. This is a very mystical concept. When Chazal say that the neshama of a behemah, it's a pasuk in Kohelet, so we learned this together at one point in time, that the neshama of a behemah does not ascend to heaven. What does that mean exactly? The neshama of a human being goes to Shemayim to its source, but the neshama of a behemah goes down to the ground. It just goes into the ground, the neshama. What does that mean? And here is a curse that a person that abandons HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his neshama will descend into the ground, just like the neshama of the behemoth descends into the ground.
Targum says
Gehenna. Okay, fine. Baritz yikosevu, ki ozvu mikar mayim chayim, they have abandoned the source of the living water. What is the source of living water? The Pasuk defines it for us, Es Hashem. Let us see the Metzudos Tavit. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Mikveh Yisrael, lechein therefore meharoi shetikvas Yisrael yel Hashem. It is fitting that the hope of the Jewish people should be to Hashem. Hoil since v'notas shechinascha b'nehem, you have planted your shechina among them. It is fitting. Kol ozvecha, kol ozim ozcha, only all those who abandon you, Hashem, boitchem ba'adam, roihu sheivosh, it's fitting they should be put to shame. V'surai, those people who turn away from me, hasodim imeni, v'hu maimer hanavi b'divrei ha'kel, he's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here, he's not referring to Yirmi himself, but Hashem, ba'oretz yikosevu, b'sefer, it will be written, it will be inscribed in the Book of Life, in the Shemayim, yikosevu, loredes b'tachtioi, so'oretz b'imke hashol, to go descend into the ground. Grave. What is the Mayim Chayim? The Pasuk tells us the Chayim Mefarish is Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam Shemashpia Hatayva B'chol Eitz Kimekar Hanoveya, who bestows goodness at every single moment like a flowing stream of water. Okay, let's see the
word Mayim.
Mikveh has two meanings. Mikveh means either hope or mean the gathering. Mikveh, so when we say Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, it's not the first time we had this, it means the hope. Yet it's also called a collection of water. Obviously, they have to be related. What is the relationship between a collection and hope? I don't know. It's a very hard, tough sell to find some deeper meaning. What do you say? Because you have everything together, so you have hope. There's something missing. I don't know. It's something disturbing. What exactly is the connection between hope and a collection of water? Let us see what it says over here in Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Rashi. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem Yoyshev Olav. Hashem sits upon a person. I guess that means over here it's a way Hashem is Lefichach Kol Oizvecha Yevoshu. Anyone that abandons Hashem will be put to shame. So how is he translating this Pasuk? Being that the mikveh Yisrael is Hashem, Hashem is. I don't know how he translates the word mikveh. How does he translate mikveh according to Rashi? The hope of Hashem is upon him. Since Hashem is present and he should be longing to have salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he chooses to abandon Hashem, he will be put to shame. The surai, those who turn away from me.
How could we use the word
sibur? Yeah, what is that? We use which word?
Sibur
is hope. Saborosi. We say that Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. Kivisi Hashem Lishuascha Hashem Lishuascha Kivisi Saboris. Saboris means hope. Hope. The Surai Baretzi Kosevu, Oisam Shasodim Midvore, those who turn away from my words, Shainam Shamim Lushilhus, that do not listen to my message. The Kivrois Hatachtiois Eretz Yikosevu, they will be written to descend into the lower pits, into the graves. Rada, Pasek, Yud Gimel, Mikveh Yisrael, Nyonilashon Kiria. So maybe he's thinking over here, Ato, you, Sha'ata Mikve Yisrael, you Hashem, who are the hope of Yisrael, Umiftach L'chalabotchem Bach, and you are the security for all those that have faith in you. Kol Oizvecha, all those who abandon you, Hashem, She'ein Lohem Bitachoin Bach, who do not have faith in you, Yevoshu, Mimiv Tochom, the Basar V'dam, will be put to shame when they have faith in man. Kimoy Shehiktim Shehoyu, Moitchim Adam, like he said before in the previous Psukim, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem, the Orer HaGever Asher Som Adam Zeroyon. So according to the Radak, we're really going back to the Psukim before. Since you, Hashem, are the one that is hope in Klal, is the hope of Klal Yisrael, anyone that abandons this hope, Gesundheit, and puts their faith in man, will be put to shame. V'yamaroid, and to reinforce this idea, he goes further to say, V'surai, those who turn away from me, Ba'aretz yikosevu, V'hasurim mimcha, those who turn away from you, K'moysha Omar min Hashem yasur liboy, V'Hashem they turn away his heart, Ba'aretz yikosevu, Lo yiyah lohem chelek bach, V'il not have any portion in you, K'von shazvucha, because they have abandoned you. Ela yikosevu bi'aretz, will be written in the earth, K'moysha habehema, Shalosh lo yishu mihem dover, Sh'yiyah lohem chelek bach, like an animal, when it dies, the neshama descends, and there is no portion of the neshama of the animal that returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? They have abandoned the source of water, Hashem. They have abandoned you, which does not cease. Kain hadvekin bach, those that cleave to you, lo tifsok tayvasam loy bezev loy bezev loy beba. Okay, I don't want to
do now and not in the future.
Not now, in the future. Veheim shazucha, those that have abandoned you, the sumo bitchoinam, the basar v'dam shuchelik aretz kain. They will be written to die in the earth and not in heaven. Mikveh inyan tikva. Okay, here he goes on to actually explain in detail. It means to hope. Sibur Yisrael, the hope of the Jewish people. Oh, so here he goes and talks. That means a collection of water. Sha'ata mikveh tahara li Yisrael. You are a collection of water. You are a source of purity. The harishay nachayin, and the first interpretation is better. The surai, yisurai kosov, it's a krivich siv. Okay, we have to start counting the numbers over here, Mayevsky. The 81 numbers of krivich siv is another one. So the surai, it's written here with the vav, but we ignore the vav. Yisurai, I'm sorry, with the yud. Yisurai, it's written with the yud, but we read it with the vav. Kalayma oisam sheyasudu mimcha, the karui b'visurai v'utoyar, Bitoyar minechi ha'ayin b'shurok. I don't know what this means. Shurok, instead of
a kubot, so it has a vav. So a shurok wouldn't have the vav.
No, but the vav is before the word appears. The vav is in the beginning of the word, not after the samach. The vav is in the beginning. So it's not the same as shurok.
Okay, he says here plenty of times the vav is misplaced. Well, I mean, I think that.
You want to say the vav at the end.
It's in the wrong place. He mentions that a few times.
Okay, but it's spelled with a yud. Yeah. But there is a vav. There's a yud and there is a vav. The way it's spelled is yud samach vav reish yud.
There's a lot of mistakes. I'll say it later. If you
have a gilgal into someone's gilgal into a fish or into a
gilgal into fish?
Yeah,
a talking fish?
A talking
fish?
What? So what happens to them? The shaman doesn't go up to Shemayim.
You're asking the wrong guy. Believe me, you're asking the wrong guy. All I know is, all I can tell you is, Sadiqim are Magulgal in fish, Beinonim are Magulgal in birds, and Rishoyim are Magulgal in behemoths. That's what it says in the books. That's why on Shabbos, you only eat fish. Come on, we don't know what these things mean.
It's really not fair also, because in Russia, the second can become a tzaddik and become a tshuva. He can't do the tshuva when he's a behemoth.
This is my complaint about this generation, that these in Yonin have been abused. These things should have been censored. And today, the Rabbanim, they talk about these things like it's poshut. There's a Gilgal, there's a Gilgal for this. What are you talking about? What do you know what you're talking about? How do you talk about these things? Good morning. Welcome.
Just in time.
Okay, just in time for the Gulgulim. The Surai, let's go further. Okay, he has over here some grammar over here. Wait, Toyar Minechei Ha'ayin B'shura K'moy Surai Ha'gefen Nochuya Goyle V'sura Necholeit Chushim. I don't know Behadelim. I don't know what this means. This is some grammatical lesson he's teaching us. V'akin L'navi Klamar Suri Mimeni Shehim Sorim Me'Hashem. They're turning away from Hashem. K'ani Gavak V'Hashem V'Heim Sorim Mimeni. So he's saying that Yirmiyah is saying they're not like me. I have cleaved to Hashem, and these evil people, they have turned away from Hashem. Al derechu ha'azeh, omar kichol ha'torah ha'shet tzivcha Moshe avdi, al tosur mimenu. According to all of the things which I've commanded Moshe, do not turn away from it. Ki mimenu ushov el Moshe. V'ritzoynu loymar midarkoy ha'toiv. If you turn away from, you turn away from Moshe, because Moshe was the one who cleaved to these matters. V'chein amar Yirmiyah v'surai, ritzoynu loymar, hasudim mimeni. So he's saying v'suri. V'suri means if you turn away from me. If you turn away from me, you're turning away from Hashem. Because I have connected myself to Hashem. So I have come an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to turn away from me, I am a model, a representative, a dogma of what it means to cleave to Hashem. So those people are going to turn away from me, you really turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has now a new interpretation. He says it's a missing letter. If you would take the word visurai, obviously he's very bothered with the word visurai. Visurai is not an unusual word. Visurai, those who turn away from me. And obviously me means me, Yirmiyah. And he has to, I represent the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's a doichek. You're really forcing an interpretation into a pasuk, into a word that doesn't really fit. So he says that, I'll tell you a secret. The secret is we're missing a letter. And the letter is a mem soifis. And then if you put the mem soifis at the end, this surai with the mem, it would really be this surim. Those, this subaloshan ram. And then it means, clearly it means those, this surim, those who turn away. Who are they turning away from? Well, it's obvious. And the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's another interpretation. And he has a precedent for this. Later on, there's a word, v'chaloinoi. Shu'u'kumoi'chaloinim. Okay, I don't know what it means there, but it means also the same idea. We have mem, and the mem over here makes change the meaning. It makes sense out of the pasuk. V'hadamim lohem. So sometimes you have to add in some extra letters into a word, like he had before. Kisei chavoid, er chaf hadimyon. Many times we have a vav. We have a vav in the middle of a word to make it means and or. So here also we're saying over here we have to add a mem at the end, which gives it a new meaning.
When Lot speaks to the malachim, he says, "Be a sura lot, turn toward me."
When who speaks to the malachim?
Lot.
When Lot.
He says, "Be a sura toward me."
Well, there he's taking literal. Right, because there means Lot is saying, come to me. Yeah. But over here, Yirmi is not referring to himself because he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirmi is not making himself into an idol. He's not making himself into a god. Obviously, when he tells the people, you're turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Radak is bothering.
This way he said he's turning toward the Lot, not away.
But there wasn't a religious thing. There he was just telling them, I want to take you into my house. He's not telling them
to... But he says a lie over there.
Come to me. Come into my house.
Yeah.
There, he's not a religious message. He's just saying, come physically. You're out in the street. You're in danger. They're going to kill you over here. Come into my house. I'll protect you. So here also, it's Yisro over here. But over here, it's a religious message. He's complaining to them that you're not observing the Torah mitzvahs. Yirmi is not the God. He's not the one. He's referring to the Baruch Shalom. And that's why his Radak is disturbed. Why is he saying this surai, which means you're turning away from me? It should be he's turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer is, well, Yirmiyah is a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very dangerous. This is a very dangerous thing when you start talking about yourself as Hashem's representative, because that's already borders on Avodah Zarah. You're making yourself into a god. And that's why the Radak says, it's not a kasha.
You're commanded like to cling to the sages, right? How do you cling to Hashem? You cling to the...
As Hashem alokecha tiru l'rabba es talmidei chacham. Right, in a chanani. So that's really what he's trying to bring out over here. Yeah. But then in the second interpretation, he says it's much easier. Just add a mem. If you add a mem, then you have no problem. Okay, this pasuk is the makar for the bracha. We say everything in Shemona Esrei. Rifo'eini Hashem ve'ei rofei. Heal me Hashem. What?
Singular.
this thing, right? Right. It's the same way. We adapt it to the plural, Blushin Rabin. But it's a comes from, clearly it comes from over here, it's without a doubt. Where for any Hashem, the A Rafe, Hoshi Eni, the Eva Shea, save me, and I will be saved. Ki Sihilo Siota, you are the source of my praise. Now that's very interesting. Okay, there's a lot of interesting stuff in this pasuk. Let's suppose you download the first two mitzvot of the Sabbath. If any, Amar Rav David says, "Kishata, you terape oisi ehayi nirpa." When you heal me, Hashem, I will be healed. Ula Tosefes Beor. In order to elaborate upon this theme, such an important principle of healing, Amar he says, "Hoshieni min hakamolai, save me from those who rise up against me." The Azayeh Naisha, then I will be saved. Kolaymar and Retzolaymar. Ain biyad milo yeshia li zulasecha. There was no one that can save me other than you. Ki silo siyot, you are my praise. B'cho ani mishalel loymar. In you, I take praise to say, Shato Elokei Yeshi, you are the God of my salvation. Now, first of all, is this pasuk describing a real physical healing? Where do we find that Yirmiyahu was sick? We don't find anywhere, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, we have to really go see more. He was in a dungeon, but we don't find any emphasis that he was physically sick.
It's hard.
What?
Yes.
Oh, so then what are you saying? You're saying that we're not dealing here with a physical sickness. We're dealing with an emotional sickness. We're dealing with over here with a situation where there are problems. I'm in a difficult matzah. The people are trying to kill me. Or what?
In order to have refuah, I need refuah. If I need refuah,
So he's saying he was theoretical. It wasn't a practical question. That's what?
No, he's sick, heart sick.
Over the situation.
And
so
the impending situation.
Okay. So we have over here many answers, yeah? But that's not a physical illness. That's an emotional illness. It's depression. Is a mental illness a chemical imbalance in the brain, or is a mental illness a state of mind?
It's not the same for everybody.
It's not the same. Everyone is different. But that's a very big dilemma. Can mental illness be healed without medication? That's for a doctor to answer. For a select few, maybe yes. For many others, no. It's a chemical imbalance. But over here, what exactly is Yirmiyah's matzav? Let's just analyze. Is he physically sick? He's making a very powerful statement. This statement is the makor for the bracha that the Gan's Klal Yisrael for 2,000 years are saying this every single day, a few times a day, and people are crying demosh shlish. Refa'eni Hashem V'nei Rafe was saying this in the Shemona Esrei. Okay, with Beloshin Ravim V'nei Rafe. So, and I think 99.9% of the people, when they say this in the Shemona Esrei, they're thinking about physical sicknesses.
But it's not limited to that.
Rabbi Schwab holds that everything comes from the Neshama. All the sickness that we mentioned.
Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGof. Refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf. That there is a sickness in the neshama which manifests itself in the guf. Yeah. So when you are mispalel, you have to be mispalel for the neshama to be healed from its sickness, whatever that may be. And the neila, everything will follow, and the guf will be healed as well. Enochnami.
He adds over here, refaini. The operative word here is refaini. Hashem be'rofei. In other words.
That's what the Mitzvah says.
Yeah,
the Mitzvah says
is useless.
Don't put your...
What I mean is, he's saying that he's conditioned. No, he's saying his problem.
Right.
I'm not going to get...
Well, who is the focus? Of course. Look,
I need God. Only God could help me from my problem. V'rapo
yirapei mikan shnidna rishus l'roifei l'rapas.
Yeah, but he's saying I need... I'm so depressed from looking around at all the evil that goes on around me.
Okay, so these are...
I need only God to make me feel better. Okay.
These are all part of the major issues. The point I want to make is, look, there are many points. We have to go with this part. This is a very popular apostle. We have to work on this puzzle a little bit more. But the main point I want to make, let's just start off on the very basic insight. Is Yirmiyah is he sick? Why is he suddenly making this statement? He is the originator. He is the mechaber, the composer of these powerful words.
He's having a breakdown.
He's having a mental breakdown?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, absolutely.
Or maybe he's being...
Like
Maybe he's being tormented. Remember on Friday we did Kina Chavchas. We went through Kina Chavchas word by word. So the last, the second to last expression was we tried to describe was Golos Yishmael.
Right.
And the Golos Yishmael, they say to us, what are you doing here in Eretz Yisrael? Malachopo. What are you doing? And the words are that you're sick. The Ein Oid Lerapo. Those last words of that expression, the Yishmaelim, they say to us, what do you belong here in Eretz Yisrael? You're sick, and you're beyond healing. Obviously, in that expression, no matter how you learn it, it doesn't mean physical sickness. It means from their corrupt point of view, we're backwards people. We're back. It's not a physical sickness. It's more of a frame of mind, a state of mind. A state of mind, you're sick in thinking you're able to go and take a piece of land that you're not entitled to. So it's a frame of mind. Is that what he's referring to over here? Refa'eni Hashem ve'irofe? Or maybe after Yirmiyahu was abused and he was harassed and he was thrown into a dungeon and he was on the verge, he came that close to dying, maybe indeed he caught a cold. He caught the flu. Well, who knows what happened to him when he was in the dungeon? He suffered from some type of illness, and he's praying Hashem for physical salvation, because that's really the way we translate it. Okay. Oh, notice this fits very well to what you said, Mr. Rappaport. Why is there a repetition? This is a very common word in the bracha. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rofei. When we say in the Shemona Esrei, exactly what you said is refuas hanefesh or refuas haguf. When you, Hashem, will first heal the neshama, memela ve'erofe or ve'erofe, then the guf will be healed. Okay, there's also a reason why we say refenu Hashem, because unfortunately we all know that more often than not, you need a double refuah. You need a refuah from the sickness, and then you need a refuah from the refuah. No, but that we already said. Refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf. But many medicines, you need a refuah to counteract the side effects. It's more often than not, a person has a problem, you take a medicine, but you take this medicine, you have to realize you're putting in jeopardy other organs, other parts of your body. So we have to monitor those things that we should not wipe those things out. And then in case we have problems, so then we'll counteract those problems with another medication. And then that medication needs another medication. So here we're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't want to go through this vicious cycle. Chas v'shalom. Refa'eni Hashem. If you, Hashem, will be the one that will provide the refuah, it will stop there. Ve'erafe, I will be healed. If the doctor is going to be the one, if we're not going to put our confidence in you, and it's going to be the doctor that's going to provide us with the refuah, then we're not going to be healed. We're going to need a refuah from the refuah. The buck's not going to end here. Okay, Okay, we did the mitzvah. Let's see the Rashi, and we'll do the redak tomorrow. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yudal. It says ki sihlo siota. Rashi is focusing on the praise. B'cha ani mishal, and you I praise mispo'er and take glory. Moshe, you are the one who have saved me. Now that's another very big question. Why is it the only place in the entire Shemona Esrei when we say ki sihlo seinu ata? It comes right out of this pasuk without question. But why again does Yirmiyahu say you are my praise? So the very popular answer is the first time we find Mas Refu in Klal Yisrael is Kriyas Yamsuf. What is the last pasuk of Kriyas Yamsuf? It's Kol Amachlo Asher Samti V'Mitzrayim Loi Osim Olecha Ki Ani Hashem Roifecha. In fact, there is a minhag, and I've seen this done. They give Oz Yashir Rachman Olson to a person who needs a refuah shalema. Have you ever seen this in shul? Many shuls they give Oz Yashir Kriyas Yamsuf to the Rav. It's the most chashav aliyah. He needs a refuah from all the harassment of the balabata. Okay, but in general, you give the oz yashir to the rav.
That's why it expires when I found him in the road.
The best Ravada is he said Shabbos and Lizma he said Hanechmadim mipaz raf. Hanechmadim mizahav umipaz raf. And the next one it says, b'shamram ekev raf. And then it says, v'nikesimi peshara. This represents the cycle, the life cycle of Rabbanus. When the Rav is taken, there's a honeymoon period. Oh, the Rav. He's unbelievable. Nechpadim mizahav umipaz. From gold and from the finest gold, the Rav. The Rav is the best in the world. Then comes the next stage. The Shamram, the Balabatim are guarding the Ekev Rav. Every step he takes, they're watching. They're looking. They're looking to find the Chesara. And then finally it comes to the third one of the Mizrar, Vinny Casey. Let's get rid of, let me clean the Pesha from the wrongdoings of the Rav. To release the Rav from his service. Okay, but over here this idea of what was very important. Oz Yosha, let's conclude with this thought. Oz Yosha, what do we say? We give it to the Rav. But sometimes you'll notice they give it to a person who needs a refuah shalema. Why? Because the end of the Aliyah is Vayomer Hashem im Shamaya Tishma Lakol Hashem Lakecha Vishamarto Mikol Mitzvah. L'chulu kol hamachla asher samti v'mitzrayim lo yosim olecha ki ani Hashem roifecha. And why is that pasuk connected to Oz Yashir? Chazal say when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, Hashem miraculously healed all diseases. Everyone came out of Kriyas Yamsuf with a fresh bill of health. Okay, they all healed. So what do you see? What was the Shira was Oz Yashir Moshe uvenei Yisrael Zashiras Vashem v'yomu leimar. It was part of the Shira. The first time you find refuah in the Torah is associated with Shira. Okay, that's a very important insight. The very first time you find refuah ani Hashem roifecha is together, it is grouped together with the Shira. Oz Yashir Moshev Neis Lashiras Oz Lashem Yemru Leimar. Therefore, when we talk about refuah, refa'eni Hashem ve'ei rafe Hoshi'eni v'niva sheki sihi la si ata. We focus on praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tehila Oz Yashir Moshev Ozi v'zimras ka v'yehili lishua. That's why these two go together. We'll do the redact tomorrow, Yitzhashem.